Often, Eckhart, I've heard you talk about the new consciousness emerging and how this state is now available to more and more people. And honestly, I'm not convinced that this is not a projection of your experience. I have no doubt that you've flowered as a human. But I don't see evidence around me of numbers and numbers of people. And I wonder if you're having some premonition that this is going to happen. Is it going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, 1,000 years? Is there a timetable? Is there a number? And then how will this actually transform the world?
Right. Now, admittedly, I seem to be at the epicenter of a wave of transformation because that is what I do, and people who come into contact with me, everybody I meet is going through a transformation. And sometimes when I switch on the television, I'm suddenly reminded, oh, it's not happening to everyone. So because of my peculiar position, admittedly, it often seems to me as if the whole world were becoming transformed. And there's no denying that I get huge amounts of correspondence from people who are reporting shifts in consciousness, an enormous lessening of suffering, and so on. So I see that everywhere. I don't have a time scale. All I know and sense is that there's an acceleration of something. I also know that it is unlikely that the planet would survive another 100 years if the old consciousness predominates for another 100 years on the planet with all that that entails. It is unlikely that, nature, that the planet would be able to endure that. So for the first time in human history, that transformation has become a necessity even for the survival of the species. And perhaps it's only then, in any evolutionary transformation, perhaps it's only when a species reaches a critical point when its survival is threatened, if it continues untransformed, that the transformation on a collective level happens. I believe it is almost a fact that if the old patterns continue of doing things for another 100 years, and of course the patterns will become even more magnified, the means of destruction even greater, if they continue, the planet would not be able to sustain human life for another 100 years. So we've reached for the first time in the history a point where it's no longer a luxury, the transformation of human consciousness. It was perhaps at the time of the Buddha was an early flowering, Jesus early flowering, already pointing to something. Perhaps they knew what was going to, they could already see the way it was going. So early pointers to that. And then quite a few flowers after that, here and there. But it was never a necessity. Humans, the planet survived even with human madness. But then came technology, then came science. Of course, yes, they are also manifestations of great intelligence. And yet, to a large extent, science and technology have also magnified the madness. Before, people had a sword. You could kill a few people with a sword. And now you can kill hundreds of thousands with one device. There's no change, it's simply magnifying the effects of unconsciousness. And in a way, that's a good thing because we see it more clearly than ever. The first shock came to people, but the First World War, which was the first war that was fought with enormous weapons of destruction provided by technology, and they were like, suddenly, like, what have we done? Millions, millions of young men dying uselessly in trenches. And then they looked and, oh my God, that was an eye-opener into the madness. And that was only the beginning of the 20th century. And now we know what happened the rest of the 20th century. It is in your face now. It's so, so obvious. So I know that the work I do, for lack of a better word, I don't feel it is work, is a manifestation of the new consciousness. Now, is enough of this coming through? Are enough human beings going through this to save the planet? I don't know. Perhaps not.